Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Glory to God. We give God praise on tonight. It's time to pray. Hallelujah. We thank God. Jesus said to his disciples when he was on the earth, could you not pray with me for 1 hour? And I thank God on these Tuesday nights. Amen. We give God that hour of prayer. Hallelujah. And we're believing by faith that our prayers are being heard by heaven, by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and by God the Father, through the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca, we are here. The New Creation Church family, we are here. And everyone calling all throughout the states and the cities, we thank God for you. Because the Bible says when we come together, he will be in the midst of us. As we touch and agree, we shall have what we ask of him according to his will. So we thank God for you interceding and being a prayer warrior with us on these Tuesday nights. Hallelujah. I'm going to get right into prayer because we've been fasting and praying, and my spirit is so stirred up during this first part of the month of January. A new year, a new decade. Hallelujah. And God is going to bless you mightily this year and this decade. Deuteronomy 28, verse 2, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Verse 5 says, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come against you one way, and they shall flee before you seven different ways. The Lord shall hear God. Oh, my God. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee. Verse 9, the Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn to thee, if thou shalt keep his commandment of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will be afraid of you. The Lord shall open up his good treasure, the heaven, to give rain upon the land in his season, and to bless all the work of your hand, and all that you do to lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord and his commandments. Father, we thank you tonight. We believe the Bible, that the blessings will overtake us if we continue to listen to your voice. I thank you as we pray and believe, and as we're turning on our place in this season, God, we already are blessed people. According to the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said we are blessed because some of us are being persecuted. We are blessed, hallelujah, because we are seeking righteousness. We are blessed, glory be to God, because we are the peacemakers. We are blessed, hallelujah, because we are hungering and thirsting after you. So it's not predicated on money and possessions, but God, we are blessed because of our position in you. So Lord, I thank you tonight. That's why we're praying tonight, because God, we know, hallelujah, you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that we need will be given to us. Delight ourselves in you, and you will give us the desires of our heart. So God, we believe the word of God. Hallelujah. So we're praying. We're praying to stay in faith. We're praying, God, to stay in position. Glory be to his name. Rebecca said, write the vision down. Make it plain. Though it tarry, it shall happen. I'm going to wait and stand upon my what? And everyone under the sound of our voice, you are still in position for a blessing. Oh, hear God tonight. You are still in place for prosperity. in the name of Jesus. The enemy tried to move you out of your post and out of your position, blessed place, but you choose to stand and stand until. And now God sees your face. Hallelujah. And he's about to pour you out a blessing too big for you to receive. In the name of Jesus, this is why we got to bind up the hands of the enemy. This is why we pray to bind up his demonic forces. This is why we got to pray to hold back the adversary and those who are opposing you and coming against you in the name of Jesus. Because my Bible tells me that no weapon that have been formed against you will prosper. So, God, I thank you for every saint, every believer, every person called by your name in the name of Jesus this year, this time, God, this season in their Christian walk. Will you overwhelm them and demonstrate your power in their lives? In the name of Jesus, I believe God is going to heal somebody in a mighty way in this season and their lives. Glory be to God. I believe somebody's going to get a major breakthrough in the name of Jesus during this 2020 season and their lives. Hallelujah. God is turning somebody's marriage around. Hallelujah. And the happiness, the joy, the fire is going to be restored in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is calling families into order in this season. The Bible says do everything decently and in order. So we're calling and we're pleading the blood of Jesus over our children and over our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for a heavenly host of angels watching over us. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for a heavenly language. Even during this time of fasting and praying, somebody's going to speak in a heavenly language for the first time. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for all of our students, even our college students that went back to school, went back for another semester, Jessica and Kayla, Sudani, in the name of Jesus, Cindy, hallelujah, and so many others, God. But these are young ladies at New Creation Church who are pursuing higher education. And I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that they would excel on this semester. Glory be to God. That one, God, looking for gainful employment, we're believing by faith that you would give them the job of their dreams. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost, Pastor, in the name of Jesus. A job that they love to go to. A job that will be fruitful and multiply. A job where promotions and increase, bonuses, compensation, benefits will be everything that they need. In the mighty name of Jesus, even that one looking for housing, God, give them favor. Oh, my God. Give them favor down at the underwriter, at the loan office, at the bank. In the name of Jesus, with the rental department, with the rental office. Give them divine favor with the landlord. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. And, Lord, during this time of fasting and praying, we're believing you're working on the inward man. We're believing you're working on the inward woman. In the name of Jesus, because what you do inward will be manifested outward. Oh, glory be to God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man, if any woman be in Christ, they are a new creature. The old have gone away. Behold, everything have become new. And I thank that, oh, I feel God. I thank you that you're a new creation. That's the name of our church. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Pastor and I are witnesses. Won't he do it? In the name of Jesus, I thank you for transforming power. I thank you that we are being regenerated. I thank you that we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind. I thank you, God, that you're giving us a heart of flesh instead of a heart of stone. In the name of Jesus, you said to guard our heart with all diligence. For out of the heart flows the issues of life. God, the enemy, yes, he's busy. You said many hearts will wax cold. And God, we're praying for that one who may have gotten cold. We're praying, God, in the name of Jesus, if there's a bitter heart that would hear this prayer tonight. We're praying, God, for every hardened heart in the name of Jesus, that you, God, would come in. Because you said you stand at the door of our hearts and you knock. And if any of us let you in, you will come and sup with us. And we will dine with you. So, God, we thank you for godly fellowship. We thank you for good fellowship in the name of Jesus. You said, apart from you, we can do nothing, but with you, we're going to bear much fruit. And I thank God for everyone on this line tonight that they will be fruit bearers this year, that they will be very productive this year, that they will multiply and increase. You said you will bless us more and more, even our children. So, God, I thank you. As you transition us into that wealthy place, continue to keep us and help us to walk by faith and not by sight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, God, I thank you and I praise you.
Yes.
And I glorify you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We're going to go to the phone lines. To God be the glory. If you would press 1 on your phone, we want to touch and agree with you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we give God praise for the prayer team tonight. Thank God for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. If you're part of the prayer team, you know who you are. If you have, amen, a word to release, or if you want to pray as we are in our last week of fasting and praying, maybe the Lord has put it upon your heart to release something tonight over this prayer line. Press 1 and we will put you on the air tonight in the name of Jesus as you speak a blessing and a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Over this prayer line tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even if you're ready to help take the prayer request tonight, we want to flow and we want you to be a part of what God is doing tonight. You press 1 on your phone and we would acknowledge that you are ready to pray if we call upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give God praise for every caller tonight. Every caller tonight in the name of Jesus. Pastor, we're taking our first caller. Glory be to God. Area code 862. We give God praise for you this evening. God bless you.
Glory, hallelujah. I'm more than thankful. I listened to Pastor Anthony. It's a blessing to my soul. Yes, Lord, you are so merciful, and I'm more than thankful for another prayer line service where we can get our blessing. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God you are. You is always there for us, oh God. Never leave us nor forsake us, but protect us all from danger, seen and unseen, yes, Lord. Anoint us, pour your anointing spirit upon us this night, I beg you. All those who are listening to this prayer line service, Lord, may they get a blessing and give you the glory. Father, I'm thankful for my pastor, Rebecca, and Pastor Antoni this night, oh God. Be with their household. Bless their family there, Jesus. Anoint them, Father, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, I pray. Never leave them nor forsake them, oh God, but be with them and support them there, Jesus. Father, help them not to get weary there, Jesus, to fight this battle to the end. The race is not to the swiftest, neither the battle to the strongest, their God, but only to those who endure. Help them to have the endurance, their Lord, and be pressing forward from one degree of grace. Yes, Lord, this night, I beg you to every listener that are listening to this program tonight, their Lord, may they have their blessing and accept you as their personal Savior. A special blessing for Deacon Carmen this night, oh God. Bless her and her family in a mighty special way, oh God. Little Sophie, Father, I bring her before you, dear God. Little angel, oh God, I ask you, dear Jesus, to set her free. Rebuke Satan, oh God, her life, oh God. Help her, dear Jesus, as she are growing up in age. May she just grow in grace. Father, I'm so thankful for everything you've done for me and will be doing for me. Bless my family, oh God, in a mighty special way this night. Help them, Lord, that they may see their arrows there, Jesus, before it be eternally too late. Give it them, protect them, and keep them under the hollow of thy almighty wing. Plant their feet on higher ground, oh God. Never leave them there, Jesus. Protect them from danger, seen and unseen, I pray, dear God. I will dedicate this little hymn for Deacon Carmen. She always asks me about my song. Lord, it's just another hill I am climbing. Lord, it's just another tear to wipe away. But if I could just hold on to the arms of Jesus, I will be rejoicing in heaven someday. Sometime this old body gets so weary. Sometime this old body can't go on. But if I could just hold on to the arms of Jesus, then I know, yes, I know I'm going home. Sometime this old body gets so weary. Sometime this old body can't go on. But if I could just hold on to the arms of Jesus, then I know, yes, I know I'm going home. Then I know, yes, I know I'm going home. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor. God blessing upon you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Emily, we thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he yes. that endures.
Yes.
And I love that song that talked about endurance. And although the body gets old, it's going to press on until it gets tired. It's going to press on until we meet Jesus face to face in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. We thank you for the prayer, praying for your pastors. We thank God for you lifting us up tonight on this prayer line, and we receive every word that you sent our way. Thank God for you. Pastor
thank
Prophet
you.
Jamal, are you with us? Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Bless. Yes, I'm here. Praise God. Praise
God.
God.
Can you, amen, can you pray for Sister Emily tonight? We give God praise for you.
Praise God. Thank God for blessing us to be here tonight. Thank God for Sister Emily. Thank God for allowing her to release the power of the Holy Spirit out of her spiritual ability this evening. I thank God for blessing us to be here to join hands as one in unity with you, Father. I thank you for your female servant, Sister Emily, Father. I ask of you right now, Father, to give her that spirit of you, Father. I ask of you to continue to renew her strength in you, Father. I decree and declare your precious and powerful bloodshed over her, Father, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Father. I thank you, Father, for opening her spiritual eyes, Father. I ask of you, Father, to allow her to see into the supernatural, Father. I thank you, Father, for allowing her to hold your unchanging hand, Father. I thank you, Father, for choosing to use her in this end time season, Father. I thank you, Father, for opening our spiritual eyes to see what the heavenlies hold for the heavenly earth realm, Father. I thank you, Father, you are raising her up as a patriarch, Father. You're raising her up, Father, as a matriarch, I say, Father. You're raising her up in this end time season, Father. You're raising her up to be used to your glory, Father. You're training the young ones under her, Father. And I thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior, that she shall not get weary in well-doing, that her, oh, good will not be evilly spoken of, Father. I thank you, Father, for allowing her to bear fruit, Father. By her bearing fruit, Father, that reveals her holiness that you have invested and indwell in her spiritual belly, Father. Your presence, Father. Oh, Father, I thank you, Father. She's a tree that bears much fruit. And I thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior, for allowing her to come forth praising your holy name, Father, giving you all glory and honor, Father. Allow your name to be like honey in her mouth. Allow your, oh, praise to you to be like honey, Father. I ask of you to send the angelic to worship you with her, Father. Just allow your angels, your ministers of fire, to minister through her, Father. Just allow her to continue to humble herself under your mighty hand, and you shall and will empower her in due season, Father. I ask of you, Father, to bless each and every individual connected to our sister Emily, Father. I thank you for that supernatural favor that you have given her. That same favor you gave Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you have given Sister Emily and everybody connected to her, Father. And I ask of you, Father, to increase her territory, Father. Give her a double portion anointing, Father. Give her that breaker anointing, Father. Just allow, oh, the heavenly to rejoice as she worship your holy name. Just allow the demons in hell to tremble when you allow her to go forth in your name. Continue to use her mightily, Father. Just allow her to know that she doesn't have to back down or back up because of the sovereignty of you that dwells in her spiritual belly, Father. And I ask of you to use her to your glory continuously, Father. Just allow her to have you sup with her in the midnight hour, Father. Give her dreams and visions, Father. Oh, Father, just allow her to put on the full armor of God each and every day and allow people to come to her by the power of the Holy Spirit to minister to them and allow lives to be transformed, lives to be saved because of your power in her, because she has opened her mouth and the power of the Holy Ghost shall fill. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And I thank you, Father, for your female servant. I thank you, Father, for your matriarch. I thank you for this virtuous lady of the Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the true and living God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, God bless
you. Amen. God bless you, Sister Emily.
God bless you, Sister Emily. Thank you for that beautiful prayer and song.
Thank you, Pastor Rebecca. Love you.
Love you. Amen.
Love you. God bless you. He is a blessing. Praise God, Pastor. We give God praise. Hallelujah. Just be and stay alert, and we may call upon you again. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We're going to take more callers. We see every hand raised, and we will get to every caller tonight in the name of Jesus. We're going to take another caller, Pastor. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We now have on the line 678. Good evening. God bless you.
Good evening, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. First and foremost, I want to give God thanks and praise him and give him so many thanks for this prayer line. I want to give both Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony and the church New Creations for praying for me on Sunday. And God, the great I am, my Heavenly Father, for carrying me through everything. I went through a little emergency on Sunday. You guys know my back. I have lots of problems in my back. But Sunday morning, I fell in the tub and to make a long story short, I always want to see the on-stream line for your service, and I never get to see the whole thing full. It always cuts me out. Well, anyway, I was in the emergency room on Sunday, and all of a sudden, I see you guys pop up, and I'm able to see the whole thing. And I'm like, well, isn't that something? You know, in the emergency room, I'm able to see the whole service. And so I was going back and forth with Pastor, and I was letting her know how I was feeling and what was going on, because I had thought I cracked my ribs because the fall was really hard, and I felt a crack. But like I was telling Pastor and I was telling Deacon Carmen, you know, God has a way of fixing things. He doesn't know. You don't know how he's going to fix it, but ever since I fell in the tub on Sunday, my back doesn't hurt anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I do believe that I am in the process of being healed. And all that hurts me is my ribs. So I really thank God that that's the only thing that hurt me, my ribs, and my back is not hurting. And, I mean, I could cope with the pain because it's less than what I had. But thank you, Jesus, for watching over me. Thank you, Lord, for being putting me there on time and bringing all these people into my life. The pastor, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, being there for me, even though they weren't in person, but I knew that they were praying for me. And I want to give thanks to my cousin Jessica because she sent me a text, and I thought that was so sweet. It was the last person I expected to even hear from, but she's such a sweet girl. She was concerned. So I want to thank God because he is, like the song says, the great I am. He is the great I am. He does everything for you. So I have a little song. I wasn't able to find the lyrics, but I have to sing it because it is Jesus, the great I am. And because of him, I have everything that I need. I have all his blessings. I have all of my friends that he has put in my path, my pastors, my health. I mean, I have everything. What more can I ask? God has me.
Amen.
And that's the most thing that's the most important thing right now in my life. So it goes a little bit like this. Okay, hold on. All right. 2 Peter 1:3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him. I have everything. Thank you, Jesus. Thing I need, I have everything I need. I have everything I need. The great I am provides for me. The great I am provides for me. You're my strength when I am weak. You are my strength when I am weak. You are my strength when I am weak. The great I am provides for me. The great I am provides for me. The great I am that I am is everything that I need. The great I am that I am is more than enough for me. You're where I need you to be. You're the I am you are. You're whoever I need you to be. You're the I am you are. You're whoever I need you to be. You're the I am you are. You're whoever I need you to be. You're the I am you are. You're whoever I need you to be. You're the I am you are. 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 And he is whatever I want him to be. He is the great I am. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Embrace,
amen.
Lord. Thank you for your hugs, Lord. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. You are the great I am. You are whoever I want you to be, Lord. I just want to continue prayers for those people that don't believe. They just don't know what they're missing. God is love, and he is everything. Thank you, and God bless everybody on this prayer line, and may God grant your heart's desires. Amen.
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 Let us pray quickly before you, before we release you. Callers, we will get to every caller tonight. Father, we thank you for Sister Maria. We thank you, God, even as she had that incident accident in the tub and slipping. And God, we thank you that it wasn't worse in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the praise report, God. She testified that you work in mysterious ways, even removing the pain from the back area. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your ways are higher than our ways. So, God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, even as she testified that you are healing her total body. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you kept her safe and you didn't keep her, God. Hallelujah. But you kept her in the name of Jesus so she can praise you, so she can worship you, and that she can continue to sing songs and praises unto her God. So I thank you, God, even as she released that song over our lives tonight. You are whatever we need you to be. Oh, my God. You are a provider. Yes, you are. So I thank you that you provide health. You provide protection. You provide prosperity. You provide us peace. So, God, continue to bless her son and her grandson in the name of Jesus. Meet every need. And even as you continue to minister and heal that rib area where she has the pain, God, I thank you and I speak divine healing to her body. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Well, God
thank
bless you. Amen.
Bless
you. Thank you to God be the glory for that song. It blessed us tonight.
Yes. We're so happy
thank
for
you.
Your testimony. Amen. To God
thank you for the
Lord.
Prayers and prayers to go
over your life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless
Amen.
You. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Love you. Amen.
Love
you.
She's a blessing.
God.
And Pastor, it's amazing because God keeps us from things getting worse.
Yes.
And we thank God. There you have it. Yes,
yes.
Absolutely. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. To God be the glory. Area code 240, good evening, God bless. 240.
Hi, Pastor Rebecca. Hi, Pastor Anthony. How are you?
God bless you, Salida.
God bless you, Salida, correct? God bless you.
God bless you, too. How was your week?
We're doing good tonight.
Doing good.
Yes, we're in our final week of fasting, and God's been doing some supernatural things, and I'm sure he's doing the same in your life and in your family life, because we're fasting and praying as a church, and we're all going to get through this last week of fasting.
Yes.
The last week is always
yes,
the toughest week.
Yes, we're almost there.
Yeah, we're almost there, yes.
Yes.
You had a prayer request?
I'm calling today. Yes, I'm calling today just for general prayer over me and my daughter and my family, my mom and my sisters. Just want to pray for everyone just to stay on the right track or to find their way in the Lord's word and what he wants, what he expects from us all, even me.
Amen. Father, we thank God and we give God our leader in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless this young mother, this young woman of God who is seeking you, God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, that she's on the right path and she is pursuing everything that you have for her life in the name of Jesus. God, you said many are called, but few are chosen. And I thank God that you chose her, God. Now, God, as you continue to reveal your will for her life, God, I thank you for her understanding and her knowledge and her, God, wisdom of you growing and increasing. Even as we see her growing spiritually, God, as a young Christian, I thank you, God, that you, hallelujah, continue to bless her daughter. bless her entire household, even as she brought her mom and her grandmother, her sisters and her niece to this prayer line. I thank you, God, that you bless Sister Cece, star leader, and all of the Bethea family. In the name of Jesus, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, continue, Lord, to show star leader, God, everything that you have for her, that she will press and that she will push and that she will pursue the more excellent way that you have in store for her. In the name of Jesus, God, we bind up any distraction. We bind up any interference.
Yes.
We bind up anything that's trying to withhold or trying to block her blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bind up any force, any invisible force trying to hinder the work of God in her life in the name of Jesus. So as she fasts and as she prays, as she holds that little baby, God, I thank you that you meet every need, every physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual need, that you meet it according to your loving kindness. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. God, continue to raise her up. Continue to bind up any fear that may try to come on her life. I thank you, God, that you will bind up any negative thoughts, any negative circumstances. God, any kind of thing trying to pollute her walk with you, I thank you, God, that you remove it in the name of Jesus. So, God, continue to give her joy unspeakable, give her peace in her mind. I thank you that she's not going to worry, that she's not going to fear, she's not going to operate in doubt and unbelief. But, God, according to her faith, you are going to bless her in a mighty way. So I believe by faith this is going to be a great year for Salida, her and her baby treasure. And as she said, her entire family, God, just bless them collectively in the name of Jesus. And I see you having a great year. I just see you having a wonderful, blessed year. So keep moving forward as you fast and as you pray. I just believe that God is showing you different things. And more than that, he's building your spirit, your inner woman. He's building that thing. Because the enemy ain't nobody mad but the devil. And the enemy, amen, is afraid. He's afraid of you growing spiritually, but it's already done. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's it. I need to hear that again. Say the hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory be to God. Yes,
yes.
Yes,
Lord.
That's what the devil's afraid of, that praise. And you keep praising God in spite of what's going on, and watch what God do, because when praises go up, blessings come down. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
We love you. God
love
bless.
You. See you Sunday.
Love you too.
See you
Amen.
Sunday. God bless you. She is a blessing. We see such a spiritual change in her life and natural. So we give God praise for Salida in the name of Jesus. We're going to get to every caller tonight. Right now, we're speaking to area code 832. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Rebecca. This is Elaine.
God bless you, Elaine.
Amen, Evangelist. We give God praise for you, Evangelist. God bless.
Yes, love you both.
We love you as well. We love you as well. Amen. You had a prayer request?
Nothing in particular, just, you know, whatever the Lord, you know, whatever his interests are for me, whatever his priorities are for me, that's what I want to know.
Amen.
Well, to God be the glory. We give God praise to you because he does have a wonderful plan for your life. Pastor Jamal, are you with us? Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Yes, praise God. Praise God.
Yes, yes. We want you, if
Thank
you can,
you,
pray for Evangelist Elaine. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God bless you.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you, Father, for your power. Thank you for the Holy Spirit ruling and reigning
hallelujah.
On this prayer line tonight. Father, we give you the highest praise of hallelujah. And we thank you for your female servant, Elaine, Father. We thank you, Father, for the sweet spirit that she possessed because of the connection with you. We thank you, Father, for giving her that evangelistic fire. We thank you, Father, for blessing each and every individual connected to her. We thank you, Father, for allowing her to have
all the intercessory prayers that she needs from the ones that are not connected to her. We thank you, Father, you are interceding for her in her behalf. You sit on the right hand side of Father God Almighty, and she's seated in heavenly places with you. And as she comes to this prayer line tonight, Father, you know exactly what she stands in need of. I thank you, Father, for the overflow. I thank you, Father, for the latter day rain. I thank you for blessing her in 2019. But 2020 is going to be mind blowing for Sister Elaine, Father, because her heart is pure. You are saying to her right now, Father, that you are well pleased with her. She's your daughter, and you are well pleased with her. You love her, Father, and she is the apple of your eye. And I thank you, Father, for knowing each and every hair on your female servant head. I thank you, Father, for increasing her territory. I thank you, Father, for wherever her feet shod, she shall take the territory because of you. I thank you, Father, for the persecution that builds her character, because you said in your word, we will be persecuted because of you. But Father, that persecution is building her character for the kingdom, because lives will be saved because of what you allow her to endure. I thank you, Father, for allowing her to endure. And you said in your word, those who endure to the end, they shall reap a harvest, Father. And I thank you, Father, for the harvest, the overflow coming into her life, the manifested glory of God being in and on her, Father. I thank you, Father, for allowing her to know that you are God, the incomparable one. And there's nothing too hard for you, Father. In each and every trial and tribulation, Father, you're in the head, Father. In each and every storm, you're carrying us through, Father. In each and every, oh, Jesus, each and every attack of the enemy, Father, you have given us the authority and the power to release victory, Father, life in each and every situation, Father. And I thank you, my Lord God Almighty, Savior, for allowing her to have your presence in the midnight hour, Father. I thank you, Father, for giving us dreams and visions. I thank you, Father, for our spiritual eyes being open. I thank you, Father, for using under your glory. I thank you, Father, for allowing her ministry to be increased. I thank you, my Lord God Almighty, Savior, for increasing her territory. I thank you, Father, the abundance is hers. I thank you, my Lord God Almighty, Savior, for your glory, your manifested goodness in our life. And I thank you, my Lord God Almighty, Savior, the effective, fervent prayers of the righteous, they avail of much. Sister Elaine, keep on praising. Praises go up, blessings come down. Sometimes your breakthrough is waiting on your praise. Your breakthrough is waiting on your praise. And I thank you, my Lord God Almighty, Savior, that she delights herself in you, and you shall and will give her the desires of her heart. Your children shall be blessed because of you. Your grandkids shall be blessed because of you. The favor that God has given you, he's given them. The power you possess. Release the word. Don't nothing happen until something is spoken. God's word will never return to him void. Release the word. Put the word, write the word on the tablets of your heart. Release the word against each and every attack of the evil one. Release the word. The word said, resist the devil and he shall flee. But first and foremost, continue to submit yourself to God. And then you can resist the devil and he shall flee. Yeah. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, my Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you,
glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Evangelist, continue to release that word.
Yes.
The man of God said you're going to win a harvest of souls. Hallelujah. The persecution, praise him in the middle of the persecution. In the name of Jesus, it's building your character. It's building your spirit. It's building you as a woman of God. Hallelujah. And you're going to be great for the kingdom of God. So we give God praise for you. And Pastor Jamal, Prophet Jamal, we thank God for you. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist. We love you. God bless you.
God bless you. Love y'all.
Amen. Love you. God bless you.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we give God praise. We give God praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're going to take more callers in the name of Jesus. We saw a hand raised. To God be the glory. We're going to see if this caller, because we did get the switchboard delayed. But 908, did you have a prayer request? We saw that hand raised. Hallelujah.
I sure did. Praise God, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Cece. I called in a little late, so I didn't know if you guys had a very long list of prayers. So I know just being in the presence of the word and hearing other people's prayers, I would have received my blessing as well. But however, I'm glad that you were able to get to me. I hope you guys are doing well also. I feel strongly that something is coming great out of this fasting. I'm believing, I am praying, and I know God is able to move in a mighty way. I am calling in for general prayer, just for myself and my family, just general prayer for all my loved ones, myself and all my loved ones around me, including you guys.
Amen. We're going to lift it up before the Lord. Hallelujah. God, we give you praise for Sister Cece, this mother, this grandmother, in the name of Jesus, a woman of God after your own heart. I thank you, God, for this season in her life where she's pursuing you, God. Hallelujah. Before she was in her mother's womb, God, you put your hand on her life. And I thank you for the protection that you've done thus far in Cece's life. God, you have kept her. You have shown her kindness. God, your grace is sufficient for her life. I thank you for the mercy and the favor that continues to follow her. In the name of Jesus, bless all of her girls, all of her daughters, all of her grandbabies. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that it continues to flow from this mother down to her children's children. In the name of Jesus. And God, you know what she needs personally. Hallelujah. You know what she stands in the need of privately. Oh, God, only you can do it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak wellness and health over her body and over her life. God, continue to satisfy her with a great future in the name of Jesus. I thank you that her latter will be greater. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Her latter years will be the best years of her life. The best is yet to come. And I thank you, God, that she is going to pursue you just like David. You said pursue. So, God, the goals that she set for herself, the things, God, that she thought she lost, let her know she can get it back. I thank you, God, for restoration. And replacing everything, God, that the enemy thought he took away in the name of Jesus. So, God, continue to overwhelm her with your goodness. God, you have given her a business sense. You have given her a great mind. And I thank you, God, as you edify her spiritually, that, God, she would continue to do her creativity and continue, God, to be innovative in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father,
thank you, God,
thank
that you would give her that creativity and that productivity that she knows she possessed in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you that the possibilities and the potential that she knows she has within her, may that treasure continue to come forward in this year, starting this year, God, in the name of Jesus. So every plan of the enemy, every trap of the enemy, if he send the wrong people, God, let them be revealed, let them be exposed. In the name of Jesus. So I thank you, God. Hallelujah. As she just prayed for her pastors and her family and all the loved ones that she said is near and dear to her, God, continue to bless her. She is a praiser. She is a worshiper. And God, that's why I know you're going to bless her and you're going to overwhelm her with your goodness this year, this season. In the name of Jesus. And I just see God doing that. The things that you're trying, the strategies, and he's giving you ideas and visions, and you're not afraid to do things. And that's why God's going to breathe on it. God's going to bless it. And God's going to demonstrate that he's with you and that he's for you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you do it, God will bless it. Oh, my God. If you move forward by faith, God's going to sanction it and endorse it in the name
Praise
of
God.
Jesus.
Thank you,
so allow
Jesus.
God to co-sign all of your efforts because you got a great co-signer in your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God
Amen.
Be the glory. So whatever the Lord placed on your heart, that's it. Don't let the devil talk you out of it either. Move forward and God's going to bless it in Jesus' name. We
Thank
love you.
So
God
much.
Bless you.
I love the both of you also. See you Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
she is a blessing. She
God.
Has such a sweet, godly spirit.
Yes.
We thank God for Sister CC in the name of Jesus. We have any more callers, Pastor? 901-207-7625. We give God praise for you tonight. 901. God bless you.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Sylvia Malone, and my prayer request is for my family. My oldest sister went home about 1:50 this morning. She went home to be with the Lord. She went home to be with our family. So God called her home. So I want prayer requests for my family and also healing in my body. I've been dealing with stomach issues and arthritis, but I know I'm just believing God, and I know that there is power and strength in numbers. And this is my first time calling. I was looking through to see who was live, and I just went back and just said call in because I know it's power and it's strength in numbers.
Amen. Amen. And Malone, and you're calling for a prayer for your family, the loss of your, the passing of your sister and arthritis. Amen. Hold on one sec. Yes,
God
sure.
Be the glory. God, we give you praise for Sylvia tonight in the name of Jesus. God, she is going through a hard season, even as her sister transitioned, God. I thank you that you said, comfort those with the comfort we've been comforted with. I thank you, God, that your loving arms will be around this entire family, especially Sylvia. As you said, there's power in numbers, God, in the name of Jesus. You said, bear one another burdens. You said, pray for one another that we might be healed in the name of Jesus. So, God, we believe that your loving arms are around her in this hard season in her life. God, she needs you. Hallelujah. She knows you, Lord. And I thank you that right now you are her strength. God, hallelujah. Your word says when she is weak, you will make her strong. And God, even in her weakest state, rise up like never before in her life, God. And I thank you, God, even as her families make preparations and as they come together as a family, that God, you will bless them in the name of Jesus. God, they need you. Oh, come in, Lord, with your spirit, God. Hallelujah. Sometimes there are no words at a time like this, Lord. So even as she called in tonight and she pressed, God, requesting prayer, she knows, God, the power of prayer. And right now we're praying for her spirit. We're praying for her mind. Keep her mind in perfect peace. God, you know what she's walking through. And God, you know, hallelujah, everything, God, in the name of Jesus that she needs, that the family needs. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, be glory be to your name, that you will be with them. And even as she talked about some issues with her stomach area and her health, God, we speak in arthritis, we're speaking wellness to her body right now.
Body be healed
in the name of Jesus. You were wounded for our transgressions, the word says. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by the stripes of Jesus, we decree Sylvia healed in Jesus' name. You sent your word that she might be healed, God. Hallelujah. And now she is believing and receiving healing in her body. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray your strength in the Lord, Sylvia. I pray your strength in the Lord right now. And we plead the blood of Jesus over your entire family. We plead the blood over your entire family, woman of God. Hallelujah. And I just see you being faithful to God, and now God is being faithful to you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he will not put on you more than what you can handle. He will not put on you more than what you can bear because you loved him. Hallelujah. Even though life has not always been easy, but you have loved God unconditionally. And God says she is my faithful daughter, and I'm going to bless her. I'm going to keep her in her time of need. He says he won't forsake you, and he will never leave you.
Yes.
God is with you. So
thank
be encouraged, my
thank
sister.
Thank you. Yes. Thank
be
you.
Encouraged.
Thank you. Thank you both. Thank
and
you
we,
both. Thank you both.
Yes. You're so welcome. We will continue to pray for you and your family during your time of mourning. And we're just believing. Pastor said, feel free to call back as well because it's your first time calling. But we're going to continue to pray for you and your family. It's not an easy time for you, and we're going to continue to pray for you, Sylvia. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I received that. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate the both of you so much. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for your continuous prayer.
Amen. You're so welcome. God bless you. Amen. To God be glory.
What night are you all on every Tuesday? Every Tuesday,
yes.
When are you all on?
We do this every Tuesday night at 7:30. We pray for an hour and a half every single Tuesday night.
Oh, okay. Then I will be joining in some more. I will lock this number in.
Amen. Praise God. And then on Wednesday, we do Power in the Word Bible study, but we do not take calls. And that's on Wednesday from 7:30 until 8:30. Where are you located?
I'm Memphis, Tennessee.
Amen. Amen. So this is definitely a way to connect. And we are here again every Tuesday for prayer, open line prayer, and every Wednesday. So you can call in at any time and we welcome you. We thank God for the connection.
Okay. Thank you. Bless you all.
Okay. God bless you, my sister.
All right.
Amen.
Y'all
praise
have a great
God.
Evening.
You
y'all
too.
Have a great
thank
evening.
You. You too. Thank
all right.
You.
Good, all right.
Okay.
Good night.
Peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
As a matter of fact, we're also praying for my mom during this time, and one of her dear friends passed on early this morning, 2:00 a.m. Something about that hour because Sylvia said her sister passed at 1:50 a.m. And Brenda was also a great friend of the family, a great friend of mine. She was at our anniversary last week. So we are praying for our mom as well. And we're going to pray. I'm going to ask Pastor Jamal and Pastor Anthony to pray for mom. Amen. Pastor Prophet Jamal, if you would pray for Mother May Thomas. Amen. And she's on the line. And then Pastor Emily will follow
God.
You and pray for her as well.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm honored to pray for Evangelist, I call her Mother May Thomas. I thank God for her. I thank God for giving her a spirit of youth. I thank you, Father, for her latter years being golden, being greater, her later years being greater than her former years. I thank you, Father, for her. A friend, the one that was called to glory this morning, Father, absent from the body, present with the Lord, Father, we're rejoicing in you because we know you rule and reign. You Alpha and Omega, Father, you're the author and the finisher of faith, and you're the beginning and the end. I thank you for Sister May Thomas, Father. I thank you for your word where it says in Psalms 34:7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and you deliver them, Father. Oh, Mother May Thomas fears you, Father, and the angels are encamped around her, Father, and I thank you for telling, oh, Mother May Thomas, taste and see that the Lord is good. You are blessed because you take refuge in him, Mother May Thomas, and I thank you, Mother May Thomas, for fearing the Lord. You fear the Lord and you are holy, and his people are blessed and they lack nothing. You will lack nothing because you fear the Lord, because he is your refuge. He's your strong tower in a time of trouble. I thank you, Father, for the latter day rain. I thank you for blessing her, Father. It's rain and sunshine at the same time in her life, from the supernatural, from the spiritual rain realms of heaven, Father. You're pouring out blessings and sunshine into her life, Father. You're blessing her because of who she is in you. You're blessing her because what she's overcome in you, and because you get all glory and honor because of everything that she's been through. You have built her for this kingdom, and she stands strong, a pillar to the church, a new creation. Because of the trials and tribulation, you have strengthened her. She looks like you because of the trials and tribulation. Oh, she had the glory of God. That light is shining on her because of trials and tribulation. She rejoiced in the trials because you know who you are. You are victorious. You triumph. You rule and reign. And at this time, I thank you, Father, and I honor you for giving me the opportunity to bless your female servant. And I thank you, Father, and give you the highest praise of hallelujah for pouring out fresh oil on her head, Father. Oil like was poured out on David. The oil like was poured out on Aaron, Father. Just allow your fresh oil, that breaker anointing of oil, to be poured out on Mother Mae Thomas. And I say amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you for our mom tonight.
Jesus.
We thank you in the name of Jesus. It is a hard time for her, God. She loved Brenda, and we know Brenda loved her. And even as she transitioned today, God, I thank you. And I'm praying my mother's strength, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Ma has so much love in her heart, and sometimes, God, she's not very verbal or publicly vocal in this prayer line. But, God, right now she's receiving this prayer line, and she's receiving the love, even Prophet Jamal and myself and others who are even not audibly praying. They are praying for you, Mom, in the name of Jesus. So, God, hallelujah. With the tears and with the mourning, I'm praying, God, that you would give my mom peace. You would give her a certain comfort. God, that there's sometimes no words that we can say. But, God, I thank you that you would strengthen her, that you would continue to keep her in the name of Jesus. This was a good friend of hers, God, someone she loved dearly. And I thank you, God, as she goes through this, that you would be her strength in the name of Jesus. Mother gives so much love, not just to Pastor Rebecca and myself, but to her entire family. And I thank you, God, the strength that we have and how we receive from Mom in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, right now she needs your strength. She needs your spirit. She is a praiser. She is a prayer warrior. God, she knows the joy of the Lord is her strength. And right now she receives the prayers of the righteous,
yeah,
because they are powerful and effective.
Yeah.
So, Mom, God loves you. This prayer line loves you, and we're going to continue to pray for you in the name of Jesus. So, God, give us strength, give us peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We love you, Mom. God bless you. We love you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory. We pray tonight for everyone that did not press one. We're praying for New Creation Church, Sister Rita, Deacon Carmen, so many that did not press the line in the name of Jesus. We pray for callers known and unknown in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, only you and you alone know what people stand in the need of. As we are fasting and praying, as we are in the first month of this new year, God, resolutions and goals and family needs, God, we believe by faith that it's already done. God, now help us to move forward by faith in the name of Jesus. We're praying for those who are struggling. We're praying for those who are suffering. We're praying for those in lack, because, God, you can turn it around. Romans 8:28 says, and we know, I feel God, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love you and who have been called according to your purpose. What the devil meant for evil, God, you already turned that thing around and made it for their good. And we're praying for everyone on this line tonight in the name of Jesus. May it be a productive year. May it be a fruitful year. And God, if they're in a storm, if they're in a valley, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 23, you're still going to anoint their head with oil. You're still going to allow goodness and mercy to follow them all the days of their life. Hallelujah. And your rod and your staff will comfort them. So, Lord, we can do what you can do what we cannot do. So, God, I thank you. And right now we pray, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood. Oh, no. We're fighting against something invisible and something powerful, but we are more powerful. Oh, karabo kara ashaka, rakele e kabo, rakele e kaba. We are more powerful. The word says, I've given you power over all his power. So, Lord, we bind up anything trying to bind up your people. And right now we lose prosperity, we lose peace, and we lose power. To every listener tonight, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. We're praying for Pastor Prophet Jamal, this man of God, pastor of Cloud Nine Church, with his wife, Pastor Prophet Gail.
Yes.
God bless this couple.
Yes.
They're doing a great work in the state of Kentucky, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that you continue to send members and laborers. Continue to add to that church family in the name of Jesus as he preached, as he prophesied, as he prayed for the saints. Oh, I feel God. God, work through your man to God in the name of Jesus. He is a soldier. He is a general in the army of God. I thank you for the fire in his belly. I thank you that he has a sword in his mouth. Oh, glory be to God, that when he speaks, things are cut. When he speaks, it's like sharper than a two-edged sword. I thank you for precision, that when he preached, God, it would pierce the soul and asunder of the heart and thoughts of those listening to him. In the name of Jesus. So, God, they're going to come into Cloud 9 Church one way, but they're going to go out another way. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So, God, help them to win the city. Help them to win the community. Give them the help that he needs. Give them favor, God, with the community. In the name of Jesus. All the resources, God, they are already in the house. Help them, God, in the name of Jesus, to see what you already stored up for him. Even if he has says yes to the pastorate, in the mighty name of Jesus, and God keep his family. I thank you for his marriage. I thank you for his wife. Thank you for his children and his grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, God, he's doing kingdom work. And ain't nobody mad but the devil. Every fiery dart, every bullet aimed at his chest, every arrow shot to his back, oh, it will not prevail. In the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you that he has the ability to endure. He has the ability to stand. He has the ability to move forward. And, God, only you made him that way. In the name of Jesus. So help him to continue to be the man to God that you called him to be. Men need to see soldiers like Pastor Prophet Jamal. They need to see fathers and husbands like Pastor Prophet Jamal. They need to see pastors and prophets like Pastor Prophet Jamal. So, God, I thank you that you will put the men under him that he needs, that he can father them. Oh, glory be to his name. He can be a spiritual father to spiritual sons in the name of Jesus. So, God, help him to do the work of the ministry in the name of Jesus so they will no longer be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. He knows the word. He preaches the word. He prophesies the word. He prays the word. And you said your word will not come back empty. Oh, oh. In
thank
the
you,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, God,
thank
demonstrate
you,
your power in Cloud 9 Church. In the name of Jesus. So I thank you for the multitude coming from the
thank
north,
you,
the south, the east,
thank
and the west. Send him the money
thank
that
you,
he needs.
Jesus.
Send in the musicians. Send in the
yeah.
praise team. Send in glory be to God, the laborers, the ministers, the evangelists, those that will hold his hand up, assistant pastors, whatever he needs, Lord, to fortify that ministry. I thank you that it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you,
amen.
Man of God. We thank God for you.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
continue to stay on the battlefield in the name of Jesus. We know the warfare is real, but if God be for you, we know the warfare is real, but if God be for you, man of God, who can be against you? Hallelujah. So move forward, because God will keep you in Jesus' name. We love you, sir.
Well, we love y'all also. Thank God. That was a lot. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for the both of them being on the rock as their foundation, because I see a great shaking. And as the shaking comes from the supernatural, Father, the standard will be raised in them because they are on a solid foundation, and that foundation is you. I thank you, Father, for enhancing their ministry. I thank you, Father, for sending laborers. I thank you, Father, that they are on the solid rock. And I thank you, Father, that the holiness that they possess is because of the love they have for you. Continue to manifest yourself in the both of them. I thank you, Father. I thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior, for the kindred connection, Father. I thank you, Father, for blessing us and blessing us indeed with your male and female servant, Father.
I thank you, Father, they are surrendering themselves daily to you. You have the glory, Father. It's you we hear when they speak. It's you the people see when they see them enter the room. And I thank you, my Lord God, Almighty Savior, that the demonics tremble from the name, ooh, from the name of Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, from the name of Simmons, they tremble because of the power of Savior living in them, from the power of the Holy One living in the both of them. And I thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We love you,
thank
sir. We repeat that prayer for New Creation Church.
Yes.
Amen. We thank you for the prophetic word, the prayer word over New Creation and us. Hallelujah. Mm. We receive that by faith in the name of Jesus, believing that God has already, amen, allowed that demonstration and manifestation to happen. So God bless you, man of God.
Well, praise God. We love y'all. Thank y'all for y'all. Y'all be blessed. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Be blessed. We love you as well.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we believe that is our final caller.
Yes.
We will be here tomorrow night for Word Wednesday. We have a Friends and Family Day at New Creation Church on Sunday, and it's going to be a full fellowship this Sunday. To God be the glory. We're still looking forward to this up-and-coming Lord's Day in the name of Jesus. So invite a friend, invite a family member, amen, to your church on Sunday. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. To God be the glory as we close out our fasting and praying with a great meal together in the name of Jesus. But we got a few more days of fasting. Glory be to God. No sweets, no red meat, no pork, no fried food. Hallelujah. We're fasting from 12 midnight to 12 noon, nothing but water. 12 noon to 5, fruits and vegetables, salads, orange juice, apple juice. And at 5 p.m. and thereafter, have a healthy meal in the name of Jesus. So a few more days of fasting and praying, and God is doing something mightily as we fast and pray. Pastor, I sense it and I see it already.
Yeah.
Not just in our church, but in every member.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. We serve a great God. This is a great song to go out with. Nobody greater. We serve a great God, people of God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you. We love you.
God bless.
God bless. Hallelujah.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Almost. most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Body great, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody great. Nobody greater. Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.